Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm not ready.
Oh, you're not. Hey, not ready. I'm Paul.
Not ready.
You get it?
Tony.
How you doing, dude? Been a while. Haven't seen you. What have you been doing? What have you been up to? I legitimately haven't talked to you in like a week.
Yeah, we don't hang out.
True. Well, I went bowling last night and shit, and then like Friday was hungover from Thursday Valentine's Day. Did you do anything fun for Valentine's Day, dude?
We got Giannino's.
Did you get that free medium?
There's for pickup only? There's a free medium?
Yeah, yeah. They sent a letter out. Maybe it's because I changed my address.
Maybe.
They're like, yo, new to the neighborhood, try Giannino's pizza. And I was like, you got it.
No, I did not get a free medium. I paid for a full price large. It was tight.
I'm about to say it's like fucking $20.
$16.65. Got some chocolates and like she got me a lottery ticket.
Damn.
Dang, spilled all over yourself again.
Jeez, oh my God, I'm soaked.
I told you.
Holy shit, that thing is not on there at all.
That's fucked. You better buy three more on Amazon.
Yeah, it's only $20. Freaking Gatorade.
Dude, I got some stuff on Amazon. I haven't used Prime since Christmas.
I know. Sometimes you're like, why do I have this?
I know. Thank God for video.
So you did, yeah, the video's all right. So you did Valentine's Day. You had Giannino's and chocolates. That's it?
Yeah, predominantly.
I got Josie some flowers. And
what'd she do with those?
Threw them in the trash.
Those are very functional.
Doesn't have a really green thumb. I picked up Longhorn.
Oh.
And then had that like laid out when she got home from work and stuff like that.
Was she like, I need to take a dump, dude. Put that away so it doesn't get cold, idiot.
Yeah, basically she was like, God, you ruin everything. And I was like, dang. No, she was very thankful. Yeah,
that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, and I got her some chocolates. And then she got me some fucking earbuds, but they're Bluetooth.
What, like?
Headphones. You know what earbuds are?
AirPods?
No, not the iPod.
Oh.
Not the iPhone ones.
Not the fancies.
No, I would be too scared that I would lose them. And they look like they hurt your ears.
They are solid as a rock.
Yeah. I don't understand why, like, Apple's like, hey, you're the worst headphones ever made, and these are the only ones we'll ever sell.
We have one size fits all ears.
We don't. Yeah, no one's ear holes are the same, dude.
It's crazy. It's and like if you talk with those in, it jams your bones up.
What bones?
The ear bones. The jaw bone to the head bone.
Are you singing a song right now?
No.
I'm sorry.
The jaw bone's connected to the head bone. Head bone's connected to the dick bone.
Oh, jeez.
It's because when I think sexy thoughts, my, you know.
Yeah, I'm literally fucking like ringing out my hoodie.
He's like twisting his shirt like he's fucking hanging it up to dry.
Dude,
why don't you pop it off?
So much. Well, I don't have a shirt underneath this.
That'd be the gross. Oh,
hey,
thank
you see
God
my titties? Some titties.
Look at my sick gothic cross on my titties.
Oh, you wish you had a gothic cross on your titties. I'm just going to take this fucking squeeze top off.
Yeah, you should just sip it like a sippy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never drank out of it like this.
Well, you'll probably good. Spill it out the sides of your mouth now.
Like waterboarding myself.
Paul drowned to death today on the podcast. Rest in water.
R.I.P.
That was good.
Rest in ripples.
You
all
just
right.
Let it simmer.
I'm
just
soaked.
Tuck it into
it's cold
the,
down
tuck
here
it
too.
Into one of the creases. You'll be fine.
Oh, creases in my fat belly.
It's been like uneventful. I'm, you know.
Valentine's Day was uneventful?
Well, no, it was chill. Like our favorite kind of events are like
doing nothing.
Calm, chill events.
Yeah, we watched I think we watched Cell Block on or Brawl on Cell Block 99.
Yeah, with
you hate that movie so much. Bob was like, I can't believe Tony hates it. It's like one of the best movies ever.
It sure isn't.
We'll talk about it. Not much has been going on. And I haven't looked up any news, but I also haven't seen any real like news-worthy shit. I looked on Monday. I didn't see anything. What about you?
No, I didn't see anything. There's a ton of fucking Seth MacFarlane or Todd MacFarlane stuff.
What about
him begging, you know, claiming that it's, you know, like, it's going to be hard R. I swear to God in heaven.
Where'd you read this at?
It'll be hard R. I think Gizmodo.
Gizmodo.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like just nerd, just some nerd website.
Oh. Still soaked.
But yeah, like a comic created for 12-year-olds who like badassery and violence. And fucking big tits and fucking sharp capes.
Whoa.
The guy who wrote, he is not an articulate man.
Have you read Spawn?
action-packed.
Have you read
Swan? He lives in alleyways. He fights prostitutes and
stuff.
No,
he does not. He fights like fucking child, like fucking molesters.
I meant like pimps.
No, child molesters, like at the pimps. Ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Guy, you've never even read a fucking Spawn comic book. And
I'm just saying,
casting this
Spawn
judgment.
Is not written. Dude, it's not like fucking high end, highbrow shit.
I'll give you the first volume. Check it out. It's good.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking sick satanic shit.
I guarantee it's just not
Dormammu.
Heady.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not heady.
Yeah, no, it's written well. Like Sam and Twitch are written well.
Those are the best parts of it.
And that's what the movie's going to be about, Sam and Twitch. You know
Hopefully.
This?
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Spawn's like a background character almost.
So then you did have news about it.
Well, no, I've told you this like fucking 3 months ago when it first came out.
Well, I didn't want to get like hard-browed about how quality Spawn writing
is. It is good.
Because you can get fucking issue one of Spawn for like $20. That's how good it is.
I have it. Well, no, it's just mass-printed, dude. Mm. It's just like the Death of Superman. You can get that for $20 too. It was just because it was mass-printed.
They fucked it up.
They didn't fuck... What, the movie?
Up. Fucked it up. Oh, no. Michael
you know
J. White. Michael
Spawn.
J. White wants to do it again, too.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not included.
John Leguizamo would be fine.
Yeah, he was all right.
I am the Violator.
He's a very good Violator.
Yeah, he's good. Was that his name, Violator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girly man.
I can't believe you fucking hate Spawn, dude.
No, I'm saying...
Is that a fucking Super Saiyan coffee... sticker that you have on your...
It says Super Saiyan Coffee. Does it not? Can you read? Yes, it's a Super Saiyan Coffee, and it's got fucking Goku Super Saiyan 2.
But it's like the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. It's not... This is my replacement mug. My bigger one is...
That's some highbrow
I left
shit
it at
right
dirt.
There.
Oh, no, this is Spawn level.
Yeah. That
this is Spawn level right here. And I came over here not here to be judged...
I love Spawn, dude. And I think you should read it instead of...
I think Spawn looks beautiful.
But I think you should read it instead of basing all of your fucking consuming notions on fucking the movie.
Not the movie.
Then what are you basing it off of?
Just, like, everything I've heard about Spawn.
Okay, well, you haven't read anything. Form your own opinions.
Why would I
want to
read Spawn?
Because you've never read it.
I'd want to look at it.
No, it reads well and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's sick. It's good.
It does not read well.
Yes, it does.
My God. Then again, it's
the
almost like
eight volumes.
Like asking about cartoons from someone who's really into like, you know,
Batman the Animated Series, because it's good.
No, not that. I was gonna think like more like you're like Animaniacs.
No, I didn't really like Animaniacs. I mean, when I was a kid, yeah, for sure. But yeah, no.
But
I
don't know if you
do you ever Spawn
but
on
you don't
HBO?
Like heady comics either. You don't like the Wicked and the Divine. You don't like Image shit. Like you like what? Marvel-y and DC-y and
no,
really really
that's
standard
bullshit.
Trope
Lock and Key.
That's one.
Fucking, no, there's a bunch that I've...
You're just stalling, but...
Irredeemable was awesome.
What's that?
Fucking, it's about, like, basically, it's about a superhero, but it's, like, very heady stuff. Irredeemable is really good. Oh, yeah, push your glasses up, you fucking nerd. You what? The dude reads Saga once and thinks he reads the headiest fucking bullshit
American
ever.
Vampire? That's
I read
awesome.
That
yeah.
And told you to read it. Sweet Tooth? Fuck you, man.
Man, I guess you got two or three gems in your library.
I know fucking comics way better than you do, and I've read way better shit.
But I listen to really good podcasts that discuss them in deep depth.
You're the motherfucker that's like, yeah, so I heard Captain Marvel's coming out, so I read all the Wikipedia on her. And an issue, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you haven't even read this shit. You're reading third-hand information and passing it off as your own.
That's what we do. You go on movie rant every week.
That's for news.
It's hearsay.
Yeah, it's just news. But then I comment on the things that I know about and things that I've read.
We comment on all of it.
You're the worst.
This whole commentary, it's all this is a commentary.
No, it's not. It's a podcast.
Yeah,
commentary is if we would like watch a movie and say stuff about it as we're watching it, that'd be a commentary.
We are having a fucking discussion about stuff that we've seen.
Post-movie commentary. We're renaming the show. Hello, and welcome
You're
to this
so hard
post-
to deal with. What is it? Because you could smoke a cig in your basement? You think you're Mr. Hotshot?
No, I just think that you should read fucking Spawn, dude.
I'd rather just look at it.
You can look at it. That's the beauty of comics, Tony. You can read it and
that's
look at it at
the
same time.
That doesn't really
Do you remember
feel
the HBO
like
show? It's good. What?
That's okay.
Take it back.
Well, take what back?
Take what you just said back.
It's almost like you had a hand in writing it. What are your royalties, huh? What are you getting? What's your kickback for
Spawn
Comics?
Every week I get a couple cents, dude.
Yeah.
For fucking selling it on this podcast.
Dude, nobody sells their fucking shit like Tom
McFarlane.
Dude,
I'm telling you, Spawn's fucking dope. Tom McFarlane is fucking, yeah, he's like the Kevin Smith of comic books.
Nobody makes their money off their IP quite like that.
Yeah. He's selling toys,
it's a wonderful
dude.
Thing. Did he create Image?
Yeah. Him and Jim Lee, a couple other
That's
artists.
That's very smart.
You know Jim Lee's like the fucking head of DC now?
Jim Lee, Stan Lee's little brother?
No, Jim Lee, like the Asian guy.
Oh, Jim Lee.
Yep, that's him.
That's how I didn't hear it.
No, he's fucking amazing. He's like one of the best artists ever. Image. See, I think you're basing it off of the fact that Image was like splash page. There was no writing at all in it. But Spawn wasn't like that. I'm telling you, it wasn't.
I just didn't know Spawn had a lot of heady conversations about his doings. I thought he was like...
There's a lot of like him...
I'm from hell. I don't want to use all my hell juice or I'll go back to hell.
There's a lot more than that, yeah. Again, like I feel like some podcasts are just like, fuck Spawn. And you're like, yeah, fuck him too.
Oh, no. I've listened to a lot of podcasts that love Spawn.
Oh, and you hate him.
No. Not at all. Saying it will...
Al Simmons deserves more. You know what I'm saying?
Be the best. Dude, it's like a...
Al Simmons deserves more.
Who?
That's Spawn's name.
Is
Al
it?
Simmons. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
I thought it was Spawn. I
thought it was Spawn Daniels.
Yeah. Spawn Johnson. All right. So now that we're done with Spawn, you see any other cool news other than Todd McFarlane and us getting in fights?
No. And I'm really glad you don't have any news so I don't have to fall asleep.
Oh, how dare you. No, sometimes I give you good stuff.
I heard Ant-Man 3 is in production.
This motherfucker is like, oh, hey, dude, I just saw this thing on Netflix you probably really dig. It's called The Umbrella Academy. And 2 weeks ago, I was like, yo, I just watched this trailer for this fucking sick show that comes out the day after Valentine's Day, which is the day he texted me.
Is that more of a, like, I feel like that's more of a, like, a bit of a critique on how engaging you are when you explain things. Because it didn't resonate with me.
Nothing does. I've told you fucking 1,000 times about sweet shit, and you're like, dude, I think you'd really like this. I was like, motherfucker, I told you to watch it.
I watch sweet shit
like,
when you tell me to.
Classic Tony forgetting everything.
I don't forget everything.
You do.
That was not even out yet.
What?
So I couldn't even go and engage in it.
You could fucking watch the trailer like I told you to.
Dude, trailers are not where it's at, man.
What?
I don't know. I don't just, like, hunt trailers. Like, you like to have a few brews and, like, you're like, trailer 2019.
Oh,
YouTube.
not even that. No, I watch fail videos or, like, fat people falling when I'm having a few brews on YouTube. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Josie and I watched a 45-minute fail video the other night. I think it was Valentine's Day.
I think we watched,
we
like,
it off.
Like small, big-headed assholes getting owned on. That's, like, the video we were watching.
That's weird. I feel like you just called me small and big-headed. I'll take small, but big-headed, I feel like my head's very proportional to my body.
Oh, no, just the ego.
Oh!
The massive...
Barely fit through that door
ego.
Coming in.
Yeah, we had to stretch these walls.
Yeah, we did.
Bust out a whole wall for that
we
ego.
We did, yeah. That wall was busted out.
Well, I busted a wall. You were around going, good job, muscles. Thanks, muscles.
You're like, hey, maybe we should just do this. I'm like, wasn't that going to overlap? And you're like...
Demolition Man.
Speaking of which, would you help me put some drywall up right here to there and there to this cover this part? I'm going to fucking put padding all over this.
I don't think a pro like you needs help. You did a whole fucking basement.
By myself, I know.
And these panels you're talking about, by the way, are no thicker than a thigh.
Yeah.
You can't handle the weight?
Well, no, I would just figure like...
Cut that little crap out, put the nails in, boom.
Figure we could just do it, you know, together, old time's sake.
What? I don't want sand in my eyes.
We're not sanding. I'm going to put the like soundproofing shit all over it.
Over this whole wall?
Yeah, and this wall and that wall.
Why?
Make it sound better.
For your sick vocals?
Yeah. For us, dude.
Are you writing an album?
Yeah, man. Bob and I are starting a hardcore band called Toasty.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it's all about Mortal Kombat. Isn't
that sick? Excited for the new Mortal Kombat?
Not really, no.
It looks just like the other Mortal Kombat.
These dogs are freaking the fuck out. Yeah, I know. Like, Mortal Kombat X was cool, but like, I'm not big into fighting games. Not only that, the replayability aren't that great either. And... they fucking release like the fucking Ultimate Edition for like $20 a year afterwards.
Bingo. You can get it for free in a year and a half.
I fucking bought that shit for $60 and paid all the money for fucking...
Also, I did...
Alien
Predator. I was listening to this podcast that was talking about why Mortal Kombat's appeal to certain people as opposed to like a lot of people that play Mortal Kombat don't care for Street Fighter as much.
Yeah. Or
because,
Tekken.
Yeah. Because Tekken and Street Fighter are almost like the journey is the game. Whereas Mortal Kombat is the fucking...
fighting.
The finish is the game.
Oh, I understand. What
like,
you're
get me to my fucking goal. I don't care. Smash, fatality. smash, fatality. Versus, dude, I just like fucking beat you with combos and technique, and then the round was over.
Have you played anyone that's like really good in Mortal Kombat?
I hate playing people that are good at fighters. Oh, I hate it.
I don't understand why people like playing fighters online because kids are freaks.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
I can barely play Destiny 2. Speaking of which, I was up till 6:30 this morning playing it.
Till when?
6:30. I stayed up all night playing Destiny 2.
Why?
I just got the last word. That was cool. That was the
so?
Drifter quest step. Dude, it was sick. You fight this guy, and like you have to go into one of those like little like hive portal things, and then it says like steady, 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 and this dude pops up in front of you, and then you click square to grab the last, or what's it called, the last word, and then you have a drawing contest with them. And then you fight a bunch of hive, and then two show up, and you have to shoot them both before they shoot you, and you fight a bunch of hive, and then three show up, and you have to shoot them.
That's
then you
the end of that, like, journey to get last word?
Yeah, it was neat. It was way different than any other fucking, like...
And then you use last word.
Yeah.
You like sick. Hand cannons now.
Malfeasance is good. Ace of Spades is good. I've been using fucking pulse rifles, bro. I'm stepping out of my fucking comfort zone.
Yeah, I was like, wow, man, you're really exploring your boundaries.
I'm actually playing the game, dude. It's sick.
Yeah, I want to see sniper rifle kills.
Yeah, that's one thing that I cannot do. I have fucking Izanami's Burden, and it's just like, you can hold square, and it loads all four bullets into one shot.
Jesus.
Yeah, it murders, but like, I can't hit anything.
No.
I fire four bullets about to the right of the person's head.
It's really fun when you do that.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
I've been playing Diablo 3, Lord of Shadows, or Lord of... Yeah, either way.
Lord of Shadows, that's fucking Castlevania.
Yeah, bro. It's something...
I'm going to try this again.
You're trying to put the cap back on and not spill it all over yourself. Continue.
No good.
No, I want to see you do this.
Fucking Lord of Shadows, you're playing it?
No, it's not. It's Lord of Destruction or something like that. I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot. Hey, it worked.
Who's the
either
idiot?
Way? It's like the complete version of the game.
I didn't get into Diablo.
I play as a fucking necromancer, dude.
Raising the
so
dead.
So dope, dude. You got spikes that come out of the ground and fucking like impale people.
That's the kind of like above side view, right?
Yeah, this one's like very on top of you almost.
Now, do you play as four characters and you switch between them, or do you play as
that's
one?
That's like Gauntlet Legends, I think, does that where you can
Gauntlet
click.
Legends, yeah.
what a
bad game.
This one, you just have your character and you have a...
I feel like if I told Bob, like I was like, oh, dude, Gauntlet Legends sucks, he'd be like, dude, that's the best game ever made.
I used to play a lot of Gauntlet Legends.
So did I, and it was terrible.
N64?
That's like up there with like fucking Golden Axe. Like, you're just like, it's not good. It's
but
just
it was
old.
It was done.
We just didn't have anything else to play. That's why we played it.
But no, it's like me, I can have a companion, and then I can have a pet.
Okay.
So I can have like...
So you got your Tamagotchi.
I can have a big fucking golem that's like three times the size of me.
Oh, Golem of Akron, dude. You name him that?
No, you can't name him.
Oh.
But
shucks.
I use a bone army, and it's like seven skeleton dudes that run around with you. And it's fucking sick.
Bone army.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley.
Dude, it's a badass game, bro. And it's fucking...
I heard Diablo's really good.
It's in the same...
Did you beat Satan yet?
What?
Did you beat Diablo?
Diablo's like already beaten. You're fighting like Belial and like Azeroth and like all these other fucking demons of hell.
Dude, all that shit's in Spawn.
It's really tight stuff.
You would love it.
I know. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
All right, so Diablo, 10 out of 10 deep impacts.
Well, you play the fucking campaign and it's like 25 hours, like 20 hours.
Short.
And then when you're done, that's when the game like kind of begins, kind of like Destiny.
Yeah.
And it's instead of a looter shooter, it's a fucking dungeon crawler looter. So you're raiding dungeons to get better gear. And
don't use Destiny words, so I like
saying.
It.
Just
fuck
saying,
off.
Dude.
You're raiding dungeons and fighting D2 enemies,
dude,
a lot of Vex type.
D3.
D3 what? Oh, Diablo 3. Yeah, D2, D3.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Dumbass.
I'm buying it, dude.
Just saying,
how much was it?
I'm bringing Bob over.
To play Diablo 3?
It was $19. Marked down from
50.
Oh,
you're bringing Bob over to Diablo 3.
Yeah, he won't come.
Yeah, I thought you meant fucking... Yeah,
Raina, Dan's going to reinstall it.
Dan was playing fucking Destiny 2.
I know.
Bob hit me up and he was like, hey, what are you doing? Dan's on Destiny 2 right now. And I was like, what?
I don't know. Do you think he's going to stick with it?
Son?
Did you guys entertain him?
I didn't play. I was watching Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
With Daniel Craig?
Yeah. We'll talk about that, too.
Dude.
And weekly recommendations and rejections.
David
Look
Fincher,
at that fucking
man.
Segue, dude. Yeah. Dude, all right, I'll just hop into that right now. That opening title screen with all the black goo and USBs and shit, I was like, this is like fucking The Matrix and like fucking some type of like weird torture porn.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was neat. No, I really dug the movie. I give it like a 9. I love it. Yeah, it's way good. And I remember seeing like the Swedish versions of it.
Yep.
But this one's with American actors, way better.
No, I'm so depressed that those stopped being made.
No, they just put out the girl that played with the spider's web or the girl
in
the spider's
web.
Yeah,
girl in the spider's web. But it's a different actress. Yeah. Daniel Craig's not in it. Right. And it's not David Fincher.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Which is weird because like the movie costs like 90 mil, I think, to make, and it made like 260 worldwide. So, I mean, it made its money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it didn't either, but man, dude, when she puts that dildo in that dude's ass and then kicks it.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves it, and then like, I'm a rapist pig and shit like that. That was hard as fuck, dude.
Was that Mara Rooney?
It was, yeah. And it was really well done, or Runa Mara or something. Rooney Mara.
Oh, okay.
Runa Mari, I don't know.
Yep.
Who knows? We could IMDb, but fuck it.
Moomy Mama.
Yeah, moving on. yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was fucking wild. I like the whole murder mystery type deal because
it's good.
The way that I remembered the whole like franchise was like, yeah, like she, you feel bad for her a lot of the movie, and then she gets her revenge. That's like mostly what people talk about. Not like the whole finding that killer, the Leviticus killer.
Dude, it's a cool story.
It's tight. Skarsgård's good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking some
he had
evil,
some fucking talented kids,
some
didn't
evil
he?
Shit.
Didn't he, Skarsgård, you know?
Skarsgård.
Had
good
some
job,
fucking
Skarsgård.
Talented coming them, dude.
Are they all the same family?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
It's like fucking Emilio Estevez. Yeah. And fucking...
Turned them out there, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, dude, the Sheens and Estevez.
Martin Sheen?
Yeah, Martin Sheen. Yeah. Tommy Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Sheen.
Yep. Kyle Sheen.
Tito Sheen.
Yep. Oh, I love Tito Sheen. He's so good.
Tito Sheen.
But yeah, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American version, is way good. I highly recommend it. 9.
But watched American Gangster.
Oh, fucking Denzel.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to blow up a car in front of a barbershop, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot someone in the face in the middle of the street with everyone looking and just go back to eating.
That was wild. And you're like, he's just too big for his britches.
I say, something's going to have
like
to give.
It was almost like Al Capone.
Yeah. It was like, because it was such filth Harlem, he's like, oh, no, I'll just eat it. I'll just hit
yeah,
him with
he's
a
like,
machete.
I own the town.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can do whatever I want to his skull out here in
American
public.
American Gangster, I also saw right around American Crime.
Oh.
And I get those confused
different
a lot.
Movies.
Yeah.
Very different.
One's about a little white girl.
One's about a
black guy.
Adult black guy.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a cool story of
dude,
like
that movie,
this
I
dude
love,
who.
I love American Gangster.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's way good.
I hate the gangster movies, but I love them because I know they're ending bad.
Yeah, well, it never works out.
I hate that. Yeah. Well, it's the
they
same
They call the spaghetti,
arc.
It's fucking noodles and ketchup.
Like Goodfellas, Casino, fucking, they're all the same arc of like, oh, you got too big or you got dumb or you let someone in that you trusted. Like,
yeah, there's a rat.
Yeah, it sucks,
or someone
man.
Someone gets pinched and then fucking sells you
like,
out.
It's just a bummer.
Or you turn on too many lewds.
Blow,
like
that one's depressing
because
he's like, I just want to see my daughter.
Yeah,
one
that
more
was,
deal, man.
That was way sad. Didn't he die, George Young?
He's in jail.
No, he got out in like 20, like fucking
oh.
12.
Oh, good for him.
I think. I don't know.
What's he doing now? Dying?
Yeah, his daughter's not hanging out with him. That's
probably
for sure.
Not. Not seeing her.
Him and Johnny Depp just kick it and do him blow.
Dude, it's yeah. So I know what's coming. And
yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
It always sucks,
great.
Man.
No heroes ever win, you
it's
know?
No fences. That's for sure.
Fences.
What do you give it?
8 out of 10. It's a good movie.
Yeah, that movie rocks. I watched Abducted in Plain Sight. Oh my god, after the fucking jerk off conversation we had. But yeah.
Hey, really, you're relieving tension for a friend.
Yeah. Just come on.
That's all
man.
You're doing.
Yeah,
you're not
that,
gay.
It was that's if you haven't seen that documentary, fucking and we talked a lot about it, and Josie told me a lot about it, Bob told me a lot about it, you told me a lot about it. And it was still the most insane shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. Would I be gay if I relieved tension in you because you asked for it?
No, but that dude definitely struggles with that. Like,
I
hard.
Love how you're like, no, you wouldn't be.
Yeah, go ahead. Touch it.
Do it. And it's just tension relief.
I didn't take it out to breathe.
Honestly, like driving down the road, if you're like, well, dude, I am tense, I'd be like, pull over and jerk off.
No, what was it? I didn't take it out for air. That's from fucking, oh, God. What's that movie? Me.
Requiem.
Thank you. Me.
Yeah, just looked down at his own dick and he's like, Bitch, I didn't take it out for air.
Yeah. Oh, that dude has such a deep voice. That
ass to ass.
That fucking dong must have been crazy huge.
That's huge as a fucking 2-foot dildo.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was awful, too. I was listening to a podcast, since we're talking about podcasts, Tony.
since we're like, recording one.
They were like, Requiem for a Dream is relentless about showing you how fucked everything is. And they're like, oh, and in case you forgot about her. And then it's the ass to ass. And she's just like cuddling money.
Yeah.
Or like she's a dope bag. I can't
got
remember.
It. Yeah, she was doing it for dope. Yeah. She's like, I got my ounce of smack. I hope this lasts me long enough to forget about this.
It's so fucked.
And you're like, well, she's going down. Yeah. Every road you take in that film is depressing.
Yeah. The mom. Jared Leto doesn't have an arm.
Leads right into Mother. Exclamation point.
I love that movie.
Just watch that.
First time?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Second time's cool. You catch a lot more shit.
Yeah. Also, that I don't think he's the devil. I think he's God.
Yeah, it's supposed to be God.
Because he says, like, you know.
Who told you it was the devil?
The first time I was like, I wonder if he's the devil, like, tempting her to see if she'll give everything to him.
No, it's God.
And then be his, like,
yeah, I felt it wife. I felt it was a metaphor for, like, the
God's giving, like, give for God.
Yeah, because, like, he creates her and then, like, asks for everything until she has nothing left to give.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's like, go ahead. And he rips open her fucking ribs and rips her heart out.
I love that movie so much. I think it's so
cool. It's a horrifying display. Because the entire movie, Jennifer Lawrence is this, like, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, bashful, like, soft-spoken. Like, she's sweet.
Yeah.
But she won't stand up for herself. Right. Like, her house is on fire. And she's like, it's not yours! Mm-hmm. Cut it out!
Breaks the sink and shit.
Hey, please stop. Please stop. As they're, like, ripping up rabbits and eating them and shit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, fucking Sodom and Gomorrah, kind of. And then, like, yeah, everyone dies.
There's a cult. Like, it's fucked,
well,
man.
Well, it's, like, I think it's, like, it's very, like, Old Testament based.
There's literally fire and brimstone everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I think that it's supposed to be a metaphor for, like, Sodom and Gomorrah, and then, like, the obviously the born child and stuff like that.
I like the last one of the last lines, like,
isn't Ed Harris in that?
Yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
He plays, like, the first guy that visits.
Yeah, like the first
he's
one,
like,
to come and
getting
see her
sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his wife's like, he's sick, he can't travel.
Yeah, and the cat from fucking Star Wars, lieutenant, he's in it too.
Yeah.
That movie's dope, dude. I get that. That movie's good. Like a 9 for me. Who did that?
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's a good move from Requiem.
Ah,
there it is. Bing, bing,
quite
bing.
The segue.
But no, like the last line when she's like, "What are you?" And he was like, "I'm you."
Yeah.
I'm I. You'll understand. And like then she lays down. He's like, I need you to give me one more, like, give me something else. Give me anything else. And she's like, I have nothing else to give. And she's like, but take it. Like, take my life now. He rips her heart out and, like, crushes it into the little, like, jewel, like the glass diamond with the red center, and, like, puts it back up.
And it's then so the new fucked. Girl comes to
she
life.
She wakes up.
Yeah, because, like,
it's so fucked.
In the Old Testament, there was a lot of, like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to send the flood because, like, I fucked up and I'm going to start anew. Like, these people aren't doing what I want them to do. Then there was Sodom and Gomorrah, burned it down, took Lot away from it and shit like that. So I felt like, it was supposed to be God and that sort of thing, that, like, metaphor of it. But, I thought it was really well done.
He's like, now we start again.
Yep. It starts over.
You creep.
I watched, what do you give Mother?
9. Like, it's very fucking
I like that movie
crazy.
A lot. I watched Brawl on Cell Block 99. Wow, Brel.
Oh, Vince Vaughn, the toughest guy in the yard.
He definitely beats up a car in that movie. but I actually really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was sick.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really dug it. You hated it, though.
I didn't care for it, no.
Yeah, you're like, I took it back. Don't even watch it. I had it for 5 days, watched it, took it back, had 4 left, don't care.
I don't know if I thought it was slow or it was...
It's very atmospheric about, like, the isolation of jail, a lot of sound, good sound mixing in it. But I did not see the whole plot line of it coming, how it did and shit like that.
Yeah.
And you hated Vince Vaughn. You're like, he, like, acts like the toughest motherfucker, but it's just Vince Vaughn.
He's just this bald, like, kind of gangly tall guy.
Yeah. Well, he's thick.
He doesn't have arms.
Yeah. The only thing that I really thought was cheesy was his accent. That was the only thing that I was like, oh, that's kind of
what's
lame.
His accent?
It's a southern accent.
Okay.
Yeah. And probably it's not good.
Yeah,
it's
I probably
not,
hated that.
It's not good. Yeah, you did hate that. And you're like, he beats up a car, and, like, he's, like, the toughest dude. Some of the practical effects were, like, a little cheese, but they were fucking, like, tough.
Gore, yeah.
Like, he takes a dude's head with his foot and just slides it across the floor, flips him over, and it looks terrible, but, like, his skull is just exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought
what do
it was,
you give it?
I thought it was cool. I'd give it, like, a 7. All I'd definitely rewatch that.
You heard it here.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking disagreeing with Tone, dude.
That doesn't matter, dude. I have no heart anymore, dude.
Yep.
I don't care. I don't get personal about these things anymore, dude.
Finally.
Finally.
Let's talk about You've Spawn.
Beating me down to where I just don't care.
What else you see?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, but I don't need you to give me any shit about it, okay?
Oh, geez.
It's called The China Hustle. It's a documentary.
About the fucking 2008 financial crisis.
It's not about the 2008 financial crisis. It's about the exploitations that came after it.
Fuck me.
So people were able to
How
make...
How are you not over this subject? Have you not seen all
bro,
of them?
Bro, $30 billion disappeared from our fucking stock exchange because of fake Chinese companies that people brought to our fucking economy, and then they just dissolved into nothing. Like, the money just went away.
Wow.
It's fucking gnarly, like, shady.
Pretty
like, gnarly. They were like, hey, we're worth $100 billion. And they were like, oh, you're actually worth $1 billion. And you do this much work, and we filmed your company in China secretly for like 6 months, and you had like 30 deliveries, not 3,000. And they're like, okay, bye. See you later. Like, hoping the fucking company doesn't fully collapse.
Right.
They boost them into our fucking
What's
stock exchange, the China Hustle.
China Hustle.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, like, American stock, like, stock and acquisition people would go to China, meet these businessmen that were, like, claimed to be these fucking billionaires. And in actuality, it was like, yeah, it's actually just my mom and my uncle. And, yeah, it's a toothpaste company. We sell a couple, you know, tubes.
That's crazy.
But on the sheets, we're worth $10 million each year.
That's wild.
Yeah.
They're just fudging numbers,
yeah.
Dude.
Just fudging. Because also, if the regulators in China actually told the truth, they would literally, the one guy was like, No. They would be shot in the fucking head if they told the truth by their government, because China is not going to have Chinese people lying about or telling the truth about their own economy to better ours. They would rather you die and lie than lie, or lie than die. Like, if you don't lie, we'll kill you, because
bring
China first.
Dishonor on your family.
You commit the seppuku.
Yeah, seppuku.
That's Japanese, but yeah, you know, whatever.
It's all.
I also watched a bit of Workaholics. That's like dinner watching.
That's your new one instead of Goldberg's.
Well, we finished it.
Ah, yeah. How did it go?
Yeah.
How did it end?
It's not over. It's airing.
You're airing.
You're stupid.
Did I tell you that I finished Friday the 13th Part 4?
You're saying you're going to watch them all.
Yeah, no, I watched the first three, and I think that we were talking about, like, I hadn't seen the rest of four yet.
Okay.
The one with Corey Feldman.
Okay.
Spoilers real quick. I'm going to hit you with some shit.
You're fine.
You're not going to watch these?
You're literally fine.
At the end of the movie, Corey Feldman, do you remember in the second movie when she puts on Jason's mom's sweater? And she's like, Jason, it's me.
Vaguely.
And like, it's Mrs. Voorhees and her face kind of combining. Well, at the end of the movie, it's Corey Feldman and this girl.
Yeah.
And I think his sister. And she's like, all right, when I fucking run, you run. Okay. Like, you don't follow me. Go the opposite direction. Yeah. I'm going to lure Jason into this house and come back. And she lures him in the house. Then she comes back to the house. And Tommy's upstairs just cutting away at his hair. You're like, what the fuck is happening? And then like, he's like, hey, sis. She's like, Tommy, I told you to leave. And she starts freaking out. And right before this dude's getting killed by Jason, and he's just screaming, he's murdering me. It's amazing. So she comes back.
You yell.
Yeah. He's killing me. He says it like 6 times. as he's just hacking away at him. It's so sick. And she's like, I told you. She's just like, this fucking fuck up. I just risked my life and watched so much death, and now he's not even leaving. And she's about to get killed by Jason. He comes downstairs, and he's like shaving his head. There's just scenes of him shaving his head. And he comes downstairs with his collar flipped and like patchy hair. And he goes, Jason, Jason. And then like fucking you're like, what is happening right now? And he's like, do you remember? And it's supposed to be, he's supposed to look like fucked up little Jason because he's bald. Yeah. And Jason's like, oh my God, it's me as a boy.
He said that?
No.
Oh.
That's the indication that you get from his look. Like, he's like all like cockheaded and shit. And then she comes up and like stabs him in the fucking head with a machete or whatever. And then Jason, of course, comes back to life. And Corey Feldman, bald as hell with his collar flipped up, hacks away. And it's just him going, die, die, die. And that's how the movie ends. And then it's her in the hospital. And she's like, you never said what happened to Tommy. Because she's looking at him like, holy shit, he's a psychopath. And like, because he's chopping Jason to pieces. And she's talking to the cop and the doctor. And she's like, you never said what happened to Tommy. Like, is he okay? They're like, in high stressful situations, people will get strength and, you know, they will go a little out of their mind to like save themselves. It's survival instinct. Mm. He'll be fine. And then he comes in still bald as hell. It's like the day after, maybe day of, yeah. I'm not sure. And he's hugging her and he's like, everything's going to be okay. And then he looks at the camera and you're like, I'm the new Jason. And then it just ends, dude. They're so good, dude. I highly recommend watching.
I'm the new Jason.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. The new one's called A New Beginning. So maybe it is. Josie's like, I think it's Tommy.
Jason Feldman.
Dude, it's funny, though. Like, him just like, die, die, die. It's all in slow motion and shit. It's so bad. It's so good. All
right.
I love them. I love them,
well,
dude.
You'll have to let me borrow them.
They're on Amazon.
Well.
If you sign up for Showtime, the first two are on there.
Why would I sign up for Showtime?
Well, you can get it through Hulu, I think, or Amazon, one of the two, but you can get a free month or some shit.
Then what?
Well, then don't pay for it if you don't want to.
Well, Audible jammed me up. They charged me after my free month.
Yeah, you got to cancel.
I tried.
What
physically impossible. I had to write an email.
No, you don't.
No, I did.
No, you didn't.
I went to the website and I was not subscribed. It didn't have an unsubscribe button where it should have. Followed all the wikis. All the fucking how-tos.
So you got charged with a hot $10?
15.
Holy shit. Did you get your free book at least?
They refunded it.
The free book?
No, the 15.
Oh, what book did you get off of it?
It? The fucking trilogy, the Annihilation trilogy.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did you finish that?
So, fuck you. I'm like halfway through the second book.
That's good.
It's really good.
I bet.
I mean, you don't like it, so it's not cool.
Crystal plant people, I like this so much.
I don't understand anything because I'm a stupid moron.
You didn't get it at all when you first watched it.
Then I watched it again, then I read into it a bit. I fucking researched it, and then I got it. It takes more than one little sip of the fucking Kool-Aid.
But you loved it so much at the beginning, and I was like, why do you like it? And you're like, I don't even know what happens. Pretty space aliens. That's all you said.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't sound like that.
Go back to tape.
No, go back to tape.
Go back to tape.
I don't think I was like, don't know what happened. Cool aliens,
shiny.
That's
actually what we made fun of you for, because when we talked about it, when I watched it, you're like,
you made fun of me the second time on here, because you were like, I remember the first time you saw it, you didn't understand it. No, I was still quantifying the answers.
Bullshit, you were quantifying anything.
I was trying to define the...
I remember you were like,
intricacies.
We talked before the podcast. I was still living with you at the time, I believe. Mm. And we were downstairs and you're like, so what'd you think about Annihilation, dude? You got like fucking, you're like, I cannot wait for this motherfucker to tell me it was so sick. And I was like, I'm not really sure what happened. You're like, yeah, it's pretty above your fucking brow line, bro. You probably wouldn't understand it.
That's what I said.
And then fucking,
that
I was
sounds
like
me.
And then I was like, then explain it to me. And you couldn't.
Well, because it's hard to explain fire to a Cro-Magnon.
No, you couldn't. You're like, I don't really know. What,
it's like if
it's
someone...
Just, it looks cool. Like, it's just cool, dude.
No, I said words, but it was like I was speaking Chinese to you.
No, it wasn't
just,
at all.
That's what you heard.
You legit...
Your mind and eyes and ears took in...
You had no idea
what
was happening.
But what I was doing was like, dude, in a time quantum vortex, like, you have to go back to
the
source to figure out...
You only started saying that once you started fucking listening to books because you can't read.
Hey, man. I ain't come over here for a brow beating.
Yeah, it's pretty high brow sci-fi. Probably went pretty hardcore.
Yeah, it's like Frank Herbert wrote it.
Yeah, I'm pretty not surprised you didn't get it. Fuck you.
You don't understand nothing, bro.
What else you see?
I saw Life.
Oh, with fucking Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
The cool alien movie? Did you rent that?
Yeah.
Family Vid?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw that and almost got it, too.
Hot buck, dude.
Yeah, I got Cell Block and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo for $2.
Yeah, dude.
Blu-rays.
I know.
So sick.
So sick.
There's not much shit in the two for one, though. I'm not going to lie.
No.
I spent 45 minutes there. Just like, I browsed the entire store, and I was like, I don't really see anything, but I have one movie, and I can get another one for the same price.
I have a list of gems now that I want to rent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I looked for Friday the 13th, and they have up to four, and I was like, God damn it, I could have rented these for $1.
This could have been way cheaper.
Yeah, I spent $3.99 a piece on them.
Son of a bitch. I mean,
they're worth it. They're good.
I might have trouble articulating detail about that film, but like you spent $4 a piece on the first four Jasons.
Yeah,
so
Friday the 13th. Let's call them what they are, because Jason wasn't even in the first one.
But
technically.
Who's truly the?
Well, you are, because you don't know anything.
No, I do know things. It just took me a little while to articulate the details. But
no,
you
had to read
in the end.
You had to listen.
Have a credit card bill that says $16 for Jason.
You had to listen to Friday the 13th. You had to listen to a book to understand a movie.
Hmm. I said to read a couple articles.
No,
couple
and
Reddits.
Listen to no. Once you started listening to the book, then you started explaining it, and it made more sense.
Book's way different.
Oh, fuck yourself.
For one, they call themselves by their title, like they don't even have names, and it's four girls, but all those things in the movie were like
I don't care.
But
did you watch Umbrella Academy?
No, I don't care about that dog shit.
Did you watch some of it?
No, I'm busy.
Reading Annihilation.
No, I'm listening to it. But I can't listen to that and watch a film, you fucking moron. How would I do that? One ear each?
Yeah.
Stupid
well, you
lunatic.
You texted me about it, and you're like, hey, I think you'd really like this. I figured
I told you that you would really like it.
I figured you checked out a sode or two.
No. 3 minute trailer.
What'd you think?
Looked cool for you. Looked like Teen X-Men.
What did you think?
Looked like Teen Titans for
no,
you.
No, it doesn't at all.
Looks like Wes Anderson meets like a
it
superhero
It is based off
movie.
A graphic novel.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson? No. It doesn't look like
That's
that at
what
all.
I heard. I heard that it's very like
stop
Woody Allen-ish.
Stop listening to podcasts.
Very
I hate
Woody
this.
Allen.
I want my Tony back. The one that made his own judgments.
What are you talking about?
You're like, I heard.
Why can't I say like,
you
oh,
can't.
I've heard from other people?
I don't know. You can, I guess.
What the fuck else is like there in life? I'm sorry I don't live in a vacuum.
We live in a vacuum together, and then we just say our thoughts, our own original thoughts that no one's ever said before.
I don't have an original thought on it because I was too busy doing other shit.
So you
haven't
watched it at all?
Oh my God. Let's beat points to death. Come on. Is that the podcast? Beat it to death?
Yeah.
So you sure you didn't see any of
no,
it?
No, I didn't know if you were fucking with me.
No! Stupid.
I watched like the first like 20 minutes of the first episode. Yeah, it was cool.
Please tell me your fully formed opinion.
It was neat. It's okay so far and shit. It's not like amazing. I mean, I only watched 20 minutes, 10 episodes, which I'm happy about. Not 13, like Punisher and Daredevil and all that shit. So, yeah.
You going to watch it this week? Huh?
Yeah. What about you?
No.
Okay. I'm busy.
I'm going to wait till you tell me if it's worth watching.
Well, check it. Just watch an episode. You got 45 minutes to burn?
My time
yes,
is
you
precious.
It is not.
Playing Diablo 3, baby.
How many hours you put in?
Probably like 15.
Dang.
Yeah.
You haven't played any Destiny.
Uh-uh.
Crimson Days is pretty cool.
It's only for a week. And there's only one cool thing to get, a bow.
Well, I got everything.
It's all garbage.
Cool dance.
It's bullshit. It's oh, an emote. Somebody call the cops. You got an emote.
It's bullshit.
You know it's corny as fuck. That's some like Tess Everest bullshit.
Yeah. No, you get a sick...
The bow's dope.
The vow, yeah. It's pretty... Yeah. Did you get it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying like that's the dopeness
if
of
you,
the Crimson.
We could get you the bow today if you wanted.
If the fucking Crimson was like the Dawning and it was actually like a 5 week, like, I don't know, season thing, like
oh, yeah,
a cool
right. the
seasonal
was
thing.
Like
yeah.
Long.
That was a cool thing that kind of like gave
well, season
you real
of the,
purpose.
Season of the Drifter's
getting
coming
them,
up.
Getting them cores, dude.
Season of the Drifter's coming up.
How long is that?
It's the whole season.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does that mean, oh, yeah, there's other Drifter modes, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Gambit mode.
Yeah, they're introducing a new Gambit mode.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's in like 2 weeks, I think.
Also, I feel like I've like not topped out at Destiny or anything like that because I'm not, but I'm like 630 or whatever and like I'm happy where I'm at.
Have you been forging?
I've just been playing with my guns, no. Hmm. I don't have enough enhancement cores. That's a real bummer.
The Dawning was like way good for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like one, like
the Dawning
an
you
event
got a
that
ton.
Like actually pumps you.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
I started watching Cell. Not The Cell. I know you got pumped for a
What's
second.
Cell?
It's based off a Stephen King novel. Josie recommended it to me. So, like...
It's a movie?
Yeah, John Cusack, Samuel Jackson. Right away, you're like, hell yeah.
1408. Well, I'm like, Cell. Like, I know these actors. I know their stuff. Like,
that's why I was like, this. Is, it's on Amazon, I think.
All right.
Or maybe Hulu. Maybe Showtime. I'm not sure.
Okay.
On the streaming app.
It's somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, it's out there.
Jesus.
It's about like if cell phones gave people like it's almost like The Happening. It's kind of like M. Night meets Stephen King. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
So like if you talk on your cell phone, you turn into like a rabid zombie and just start murdering people.
Okay.
And it just happens like one time. Like everyone's on their phone like in an airport and like plane crashes and fucking people just start like beating the shit out of each other and stuff. It's wild, but it's pretty cheesy.
It's also a good segue to the next movie I saw.
Hmm.
Mom and Dad.
I haven't watched the whole thing, so I could give my full analysis, yeah. But I'm letting you know that next week I will.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad. Oh, with fucking Nick Cage.
Yeah, where the TV mm-hmm. screen goes static and then parents become yeah. fucking psychopaths.
They kill their young.
It's fucking awesome.
It's okay.
It's pretty cool.
It's all right.
How's it not cool?
I don't know. I just
what part's not cool?
I saw the trailer and I was like, this looks so dope. And I watched it and I was like, it's all right. It's not like amazing. It was like Thoroughbreds to me.
No, like I feel like the characters are way developed. Like the mom and dad used to be like punks and like they lost yeah. their lives when they had their kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like the kids now don't appreciate them either.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like lends itself to like the, well, my kids don't appreciate me. Fuck them.
I'm going to kill them.
Yeah. Why not?
It was okay.
They're assholes.
I felt like it was like a 6 to me.
That's like a 7.5 to me. That's a fun one. For me.
Yeah, I understand.
I know we're not the same person.
You didn't like Mandy.
Yeah.
Or Cell Block.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. That's all I've seen.
Okay, cool. Let's hop into fucking Test of Tony.
Hurry it up.
Scary Movie 2.
Grab a strong hand.
Piece of shit. I rated a 2.
Did you really?
No, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really funny. I laughed a lot during it.
That movie's the most well written out of all of them.
I haven't seen the first one in so long, so I couldn't tell you.
It pales in comparison.
Right on. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I give it like a fucking, there's not much to say about it. It's a fucking parody movie.
It's fucking, but there's I give a, it like a ton 7. Of funny shit in it.
That's like a movie I can watch like every couple of years probably.
Dude, yeah, it's like, it kind of goes when you don't even expect it to keep going with funny shit.
I'm trying to.
Like her singing in the car and she's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just let me sing the song.
Oh God, who was that?
Fucking vitamin D?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. I just bought some vitamin D. That's why I was thinking D.
Why you not get enough sun?
Well, none of us are.
Well,
man, it's the winter.
Just
you're probably
outside.
Deficient, bro. You should probably take like 2,000 BTUs.
BTUs. I'm trying to see what I texted you.
What? About what?
Oh, you look familiar to me. Were you in Stomp?
Let me give you a standing ovation.
Dude, that like exchange is so fucking good. But yeah, I give that movie like a 7.
His whole pride thing is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like, I can do it myself. Him falling down the stairs.
God. She's like, I know you're like proud and all, but like, let me help. He's like, no!
Oh, look at the cripple.
Does anyone want to give a girl a seat? And his fucking wheelchair yeah, rolls
I
over.
I warmed it up for you.
And he's like, it's the best seat in the house. He's like, second best.
Yeah, fucking Ray. Ray. Oh, I'm going to shit on these walls, Ray.
Dude, that's one of the funniest lines.
I'm going to fart in your mouth.
He's like, God damn.
All right, let's hop in.
What, too much?
Movie of the week. We watched Polar.
Polar, dude, is a really stylized film that I didn't expect to be stylized.
Kind of felt like Smoking Aces.
It's like, yeah, Smoking Aces meets like a fucking Lock, Stock or something.
Yeah, I really enjoyed. Dude, fucking Johnny Knoxville at the beginning.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's.
That was fucking hilarious for Johnny. That's all the acting he needs to do.
The only thing that I felt was weird is that I was like, man, he like really like was all about that girl really fast.
There was nothing with the girl to
until
me.
Until the end.
Yeah, I was like, there's no reason for him to. So yeah, it's about a.
The end was kind of meh.
It's John Wickian to where he wants to retire, and they're trying to. He's trying to just get his contract and leave the business, and they double cross him and don't want to pay out
because they're killing all of the old retired contractors because their payouts like fucking millions of dollars, and if they kill them and they signed a contract, then they get all the company gets the money back. So the dude's valuing his company at like $29 million, but they're like, well, how do you have this? You have to pay out all these contracts. They're like, well, what if they die? And then so he hires more assassins to kill assassins.
I loved all like the assassin crews and like him and the fucking lieutenant girl that's the bad girl.
Yeah.
They're all great. I can't stand that pasty faced white British dude who plays the bad guy. He drives me fucking bonkers. He is such a fucking creepy creep.
He was
creep.
What's that wedding movie? Bridesmaids? He was like the weird brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Kristen Wiig lived with, and like, and it was that other like fat white British girl.
Chick, yeah,
that's in a new movie coming up. I can't remember what it is, but I see it fucking everywhere.
They're both.
I didn't mind them in this.
Yeah, I was like, you're the most like, what do you hold over anyone? You're
that
a
torture
fucking
scene was
loser.
Rough.
The clipping, yeah, like, that was too awful. Much. That was too much of it.
But yeah, I give this movie. I was actually impressed for a Netflix original. It actually like. Kept me engaged.
Yeah, it was good.
I give it like a 7.
Yeah, it was like a 7. It was fun.
Yeah. What are we doing next week, dude?
We didn't really decide anything.
No, I just hopped right in. You know,
fucking little stud. Yeah.
What do you want to watch, dude?
Well, you have the Netflix, so don't go jamming me up, because, you know, sometimes you just like go all fucking...
What do you mean?
Wimbly Bimbly and name some random
bullshit. Let's watch the first 5 episodes of The Umbrella. I'm kidding. Let's watch The Lobster for movie of the week.
I've already seen it.
Dang. Is it worth watching?
No, not for you.
Okay. No, I liked it. Fuck you. I can watch things.
You don't understand it.
You don't know.
It's too much for you.
I hate your guts. Let's watch the first 4 episodes of The Umbrella Academy.
What?
Give it a go.
That's 4 hours.
The whole season.
3. That's a long movie.
Well, yeah, it's like, no, they're an hour each. Well, what do you want to watch then?
Like I said, I don't have Netflix up in front of me.
Let's do Casino Royale for Testa Tony, because cool. That's a fun one. And let's do... have you watched Bird Box?
No, but also, do we want to watch Bird Box?
We'll do Bird Box for Movie of the Week. It's like A Quiet Place.
Yeah, but a piece of shit.
Who knows, dude? We'll find out next week, right?
I hated that everyone was talking about it.
I know, it was on like everybody's... And no one's talking about it after that.
That's why. That's why it scares me.
Or do you want to watch Botched Up Bodies?
What?
I'm just kidding. All right, so Testa Tony would do Casino Royale. We'll write that down. We'll do Bird Box for Movie of the Week. Sound
Bird
good?
Box. You heard it here.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the #1 shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast #50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball.
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.